This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug. Hi. Jen. Hi. Victoria. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's 7 after the hour. Good news. Data and algorithms could save a mother's life and a baby's life during childbirth, especially in developing countries, with a new program that's being developed. The new software program is called PlanWise. It's trying to predict, I guess that's what it's about. Isn't that what algorithms are all about? Don't they project into the future what may happen? In this case, what would happen to a baby's life?
Yeah.
They look for patterns.
So they're using this in developing countries where women don't always give birth in hospitals. Hello, there are plenty of people that don't give birth in hospitals in America.
So people
are all
cars?
Developing,
right.
Yeah.
If you're right. D-Slide's grandson, right?
Yeah,
they
right.
give birth
exactly.
in elevators, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Anyway, this PlanWise being tested over in Africa, where about half the babies are not born in hospitals. Giving birth outside of a hospital puts a mother and a newborn at risk. Isn't that interesting? We look at it that way. Pretty much 100 years ago, nobody was born in a hospital anywhere on the planet. So what happened to so change perception? Or if you look back on...
Well, a lot of women died in childbirth,
women,
too.
Yeah, women died, and so did the babies.
I was going to say, all those babies born in cars, though, seem to be doing fine. They're, you know,
sure.
they're out of there. The women are only in labor for, like, 5
right.
minutes.
Yeah, especially if you're going down a bumpy road. So this PlanWise uses pieces of information like maps to show where hospitals are and clinics are. So that's how they are saving lives or making the lives better for these babies. The goal is to fulfill other needs in these countries, like showing where there are gaps in vaccinations and clean water. Hello. Well, vaccinations are A-okay if they are not overused. There are some vaccines. See, this is a problem with the general statement, generalized statements. All vaccines are bad. No. All vaccines are good. No. Neither of those statements are true. But somewhere in the middle, you can find good vaccines, not a lot of them, maybe 4 or 5, and then you look at the rest of them and you think, take my chances by feeding my baby well, giving the baby exposure to develop its own immune system, which is really what the vaccines do. They're supposed to give you a boost, so your immune system for whatever it is that you're being immunized. They ought to call them, instead of vaccines, if they're really smart, they'd change the verbiage to immunization. As a matter of fact, I think that would be a go backwards, because I think that's what they were called when I was a kid. I remember going to school and my mother being asked, did Dudley have his immunization shots? That's the first time I've thought about this for maybe 60 years. Mm-hmm. I remember this now. Isn't it funny how these memories slip back into your mind? Jennifer would say, yeah, when you're beginning to lose your mind, it's nice.
Yeah, a little bit. And you wouldn't have to say it.
Creep back in. They were called immunization because that's what they did. They immunized you to polio. I remember getting a polio shot. I was hurt. And there's a scar on my arm where the shot was given.
Yeah, but guess what you didn't have?
I didn't have polio.
Yeah, there you go. There's actually a big story in Los Angeles. That's where I'm based. And a bunch of kids, and they got sent home to their parents because they were not vaccinated. Yeah. And California has this new regulation now that if you're going to use the public school system, you've got to have these vaccines, because a lot of diseases have come back or started to come back, like whooping cough and that sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And so if you couldn't provide...
Too, right?
Yeah.
Measles too.
Yeah.
Measles, yeah, and
yep.
if you couldn't provide evidence of your vaccine, they started sending you home this week.
Oh, nice.
Do people still get polio vaccines? I don't know if I ever had one.
There's a shot, I think, that is a general shot that immunizes you from 4 or 5 different things, including polio. I believe that's how that happens. And now, if I'm not mistaken, somebody's
and tuberculosis,
a doctor.
Do people get that too?
Yeah.
Still?
I think so. Let's ask Jack when he's here with us in a couple of hours. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, another item that you would consider, ladies, you would consider as good news, I'm guessing, the new research that finds common household plants absorb harmful indoor pollutants to keep yourself healthy. There's probably not a more...
That's why we should create tree houses. Just live
here. Well, there are a lot of people, I certainly, in the last few years, have become very closely familiarized with medis and pedis. And people who go into nail salons.
I just had one of those last night.
A mani and a... No, sorry.
I was going to say, what's a medi?
A mani and a pedi. You see how closely I was paying attention. Now, the mani and the pedi. Apparently, those nail salons are among the most toxic places on the planet.
Have you ever walked into one? Because every time I've ever known a guy who's walked in to pick up his girlfriend, they just practically fall over from the fumes. Yeah. We're used to it now, which is terrible, but...
Well, it's not good.
No, I know.
So... There's a meeting going on this week at the American Chemical Society, and at the meeting they've been looking at pollutants, volatile organic compounds that can be found in paints and furniture, dry cleaning, the stuff that you have in wall-to-wall carpeting, among the most toxic of anything you can find anywhere.
Yep.
They're called acetones, and there are a lot of them in nail polish remover.
Yep.
The researcher says, quote, inhaling large amounts of this stuff can lead people to develop sick building syndrome, SBS. Ever hear of that before? I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sick building syndrome, really. So what happens is you can become dizzy. You can, maybe you, because you got some asthma stuff, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have some asthma stuff, allergies like that? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why you probably have heard about it.
Well, you hear about it a lot in New York City, where I am, just because people, if there's mold in the building or if there's mold that gets in the air conditioning units that, you know, the gigantic ones with the generators and everything in skyscrapers, people have adverse effects of that.
Okay. So there are five household plants. Do we know what they are? That could absorb like 94% of all the chemicals. If you, in the place where you get your mani and your pedi, if they have what looks like household plants, same stuff that you have, but I don't know whether they're, what's normal in a house that's alive?
Ferns, not, probably, ferns. Just, right?
Yeah.
My aunt ferns. Aunt
ferns. Ferns, yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's the spa that I go to has a living wall, and so the whole wall... is just all different types of plants. A lot of offices are doing this.
You are so fancy in New Angel living wall.
I know, right?
My nail salon has one of those bonsai plants in the corner.
Really?
That's about it. Bonsai tree.
Do you go to the same one all the time, Jennifer?
No, I kind of shop around. Although, I go through trends. So, like, I'll go to one nail salon for a while, and then they'll kind of irritate me, and then I'll switch around and go to someone else.
They're not very well vented, but or ventilated. But
and why is it there are always Vietnamese women working in these places? Why can't America?
Well,
why can't there be Italian?
In New York, it's all Koreans.
Koreans.
In L.A., I think it tends to be Vietnamese, right?
Yeah.
All I know is if I want a flower, fadalama.
What does that mean?
If you want a back massage, or
you
really?
Want a jam? Fadalama. Everything's fadalama.
What does that mean, though?
$5 more.
Oh, $5. Oh.
You have to translate for Doug.
$5 more. Is that what you said?
Everything is $5.
$5 more.
But the plant that they use
in that, in fact, yes.
The plant that turns out that it absorbs 94% of acetone fumes in the experiment is called a dracaena.
Really?
I don't know what that is, but I need to look that up.
Sounds
see.
Bad.
Sounds like medieval, doesn't it?
I know.
As it related to
I wonder what it looks like. It's a tropical palm-like shrub.
Really? Cool.
Popular as a greenhouse or indoor plant. I guess this is very common.
$5
It's ornamental. More. Yeah, $5 more.
You want a draconian shrub? $5 more.
$5 more. All right. Speaking of bad stuff, the latest from Monsanto up next here.
Burger King presents... Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Ah, it's 18 past there. So, your friends and mine at Monsanto have a wonderful record of bringing things to market, things like DDT and Agent Orange and aspartame, Roundup, dioxin. Do I need to go on? Great chemical compounds from which we continue as a society to feel the effects. So, the folks at Monsanto are trying to distance themselves, however, from some of the things that they made before 2002. So they're referring in press releases to the former Monsanto products. However, if you look at what Monsanto is really doing, it's the same old stuff. They just repackaged it. Genetic engineering of plants, sale of genetic engineering seeds. Monsanto is still the primary purveyor of toxins around the globe. This is not about life. They'll tell you, it kind of reminds me of the old ad for General Electric's, their products. We bring good things to life. So Monsanto's slogan should be, we bring good things to death. Because that's pretty much what they're all about. And so they have this now cozy relationship with the government. Did you know that the first nuclear weapons that were developed during World War II were done at the behest of Monsanto when it was originating? That's how they got their start.
Wow.
Working on the nuclear bomb. And then they produced Agent Orange for the Vietnam War. Hooray!
Lovely.
Yeah. And now they're working on genetically engineered foods in 64 countries around the world. Where, by the way, in most of them, you can see by looking at the label that they're genetic model. Can't do it here, but you can do it in other countries where Monsanto has not been as successful as they have been here at keeping you from knowing what you're eating. I find that fascinating that there are many countries in the world that are considered underdeveloped that had labels on their food as to where it comes from and what's in it. Can we get that here? No. Can't find any of that here. Monsanto, the primary manufacturer of PCBs under the trade name Arachlor. How many people exposed to that chemical back in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s? What it does, by the way, in case you didn't know it, is kill your libido. That's the practical application of it. Anyway, now they are doing studies and they're telling people, well, we're eliminating this. And there have been a lot of connections to other problems, but I find that one to be the most interesting as to how they're sort of turning it around. We're now doing research to eliminate PCBs from what we've been selling since 1933. Good for you guys. 21 past the hour, the update on Monsanto.
We use mobile.
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Good stuff.
I know you have it.
Ow! Think I can make it as a hipster?
Ow! Well, hipster is something very different. Well, if you are a hipster, you don't really like to tell people that you're a hipster.
Yeah.
You just are. You have to grow a beard and start making your own soap and live in Brooklyn.
Really?
Ow!
All right, let's see what's going on in the music world, music news today. Courts are being asked in Los Angeles to change the verdict, reversing the Marvin Gaye trial victory over Pharrell Williams. This is the song Blurred Lines. Big hit. Robin Thicke did it with Pharrell Williams, who was condemned as a copyright infringement of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up.
Ow! I love the song.
But so we've done this probably 100 times, Jen, over the course of the last few years. These songs that supposedly... There's 8 notes in the scale, folks. Sooner or later, you're going to find stuff that sounds like other things.
Yep.
And that's the basis upon which they want to change the people representing Pharrell Williams. Say, hey, come on, will you? There's a lot of this stuff going on. Last year, a California jury awarded Marvin Gaye's family, what, $1 million or something?
$5.3 million.
$5.3 million. Okay.
Yep. Plus 50% of the revenue from the song.
Right.
The royalties.
So anyway, let's see. Yesterday, they went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with the hopes of overturning the judgment. Let's see where that goes. I mean, think about it this way. There are a lot of other songs. We talked about the Coldplay tune and what's his face, the guitarist. What was his name? Began with an S. Do you remember that?
All right, Ed Sheeran?
No.
Oh, wait, no. You're
Come on.
Stravani.
Yeah, Stravani bitch or something like that.
Yeah,
Stravani.
Okay. Stravani. It wasn't that. It was like...
But he supposedly has a guitar riff that's in that Coldplay song.
Yeah, what? Like... Bonnie or Stefani or Gwen.
Call
Stefani.
Rich and find out. Will you, Kara?
Yeah, Rich will know, Kara.
Rich will
get him on the line.
And then there are others like the George Harrison song that went to court. The suggestion was My Sweet Lord was a copy of the Chiffons, He's So Fine.
But the weird thing is, in that case, in the George Harrison case, which apparently a precedent was set, and so that's kind of what's involved now with Blurred Lines, they said he subconsciously plagiarized it because he went into the studio thinking about this song. How can you prove what someone was thinking about? But they ruled against George Harrison based on that argument.
Not so good.
Didn't Uri talk about this a couple weeks ago, that someone tried to sue him because he says he can, you know, people say he can read minds? And so they said he read someone's mind and stole an idea, and they tried to sue him. Is that the same thing in this case? Can George Harrison read minds?
Yes, I mean, in a sense.
Well, George and Uri were friends. And so I never tell you a story about walking up to the gate. I didn't have told you. This is a quick story. For those of you who don't know, Uri Geller, who's known internationally as a spoon vendor, lived in England in a little village called Sonning, which is next to Henley. And that's where George Harrison lived. And one night we went to Henley to have dinner.
From.
Where who?
Don is from.
Henley, yeah, I got you. Sorry, one night we had dinner in Henley, and we walked up the street to George Harrison's place, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and Uri walks up to the gate and pushes the buzzer and says, "Is George home?" And George answered and said that he was asleep in bed, and thanks for coming by, but can you come back tomorrow?
What?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, it's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably, well not probably, realistically, of all the questions I get asked about cats, litter box lapses are probably the most important. The most important thing you can do right off the bat is select the right type of litter for your cat, and don't keep changing. Once you find the one they like, keep using it. Make sure you keep that litter box clean, and if you have a cat that's been using the litter box for years, and then all of a sudden he misses the litter box, don't get angry at him. It might be something physical. It could be something that he's constipated and he was not in that, feeling too good when he used the litter box. Check with your veterinarian again to make sure there's no blockages or other problems. And if your cat does have an accident outside the litter box, I recommend cleaning up with a good odor neutralizer. It can make all the difference in the world. And if you're bringing a stray cat in, sometimes they won't go to litter right away. Take that litter box, fill it with some dirt and sand from outside. It can make all the difference in teaching that outdoor cat that a litter box is okay with no litter, with dirt and grass from outside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Forget about me. Why you were looking, I was getting even higher. Say what you want about me. You're with the gasoline on my fire. You can hate me, underestimate.
I forgot to ask you, Kara, to get the line from Star Wars from Yoda about fear in the dark side. I'm just getting around to putting up some posters in my studio. Jennifer knows, but Kara and Victoria don't know how much of a Yoda fan I am. Yoda, for me, is that 700-year-old caricature. Yoda and Charlotte were like one and the same. Charlotte was my bulldog. And I'm looking at some of these pictures that have been created around Yoda and Star Wars and how fabulous some of the things are that Yoda stood for or that Yoda taught us. If you were a fan of Star Wars, if you weren't a fan of Star Wars, you don't know what that I'm talking about. But it's just things. The reason I bring it up is because there are all sorts of things that inspire us. I got a nice note from somebody yesterday on the heels of that guy on Monday who told me what a jerk I was. This person just was talking about how... And I just noticed a couple of Facebook postings here. I don't pay as much... Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm paying more attention to Facebook myself because I have two Facebook pages, one of my own and then the one we use for the radio program, at Good Day Show. No, Facebook/ Good Day Show. And just it's kind of neat to get people's perceptions on what they think is going on. And then people's comments, because I now am posting a lot of things on my Facebook pages, I find inspirational, the things that I want you to know. It usually has to do with animals and that sort of stuff, and they're retweets most of the time from other or reposts sharing things from other people's websites that I think are meaningful. And maybe that's what it's supposed to be, right? You take things, you have some of your own things. I'm not clever enough or creative enough to be able to pull things from some places and put them on there. But if other people have shared good things on Facebook, then I'm likely to pass them on. And so then people comment on them. And just looking through a number of comments that people say how much they like the program, how much it means to them. And that's wonderful. It's something for us to be thankful for. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria I guess I'll go to you, Victoria, for a second, for what else is trending on Twitter at Good Day Show, because there are a number of things that you said. We were just talking about that. You were a number of things that you wanted to share, so help yourself.
The thing that we talk about a lot on the show, of course, the EpiPen thing is still
yeah.
trending. The price
yeah.
of EpiPens have gone up, and it's becoming yeah. now a legal
appropriate
battle.
Appropriate for us to point that out, yep.
Yep. And the other thing that's now trending is it's hashtag 5Dallas, and it's the former veteran who shot the five policemen or police officers in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they're now talking more and more about his VA hospital records showed he definitely had PTSD, and that he not complained, but during his evaluations said he couldn't sleep at night because he had night terrors of watching his fellow soldiers get blown in half. That was his quote. Mm-hmm. And so, for whatever reason, no one followed up with him for treatment. Now, it doesn't justify in any way what he did, but it's once again, we talk about this with veterans and not having proper care and proper follow-up, and this is just another case of that, and it's very sad.
Pretty outrageous when you look at the damage we do to ourselves, and that's really what this is. We inflict, first of all, we had no business. I mean, we can go back. We can make this. This trail can go so far back
yeah.
that you get lost on it. The involvement we have in these countries, the fact that we had no business being there. It was another Cheney-Rumsfeld, disaster, one after the other after the other. It's amazing how two men can so negatively affect, or the other, turn it around, how two people, not these same two guys, but two people can positively affect. And then you think, okay, does one cancel the other one out? And I don't think so. I think there's more good in the world than there is bad. But we tend to think about the bad. And somebody said that to me the other day, too, on Facebook. Sometimes, what do you call me, Victoria?
Captain Curmudgeon?
Yeah.
Only when you're in a specific mood.
Yeah. But I do. I get distracted and distressed because it goes against the grain, the fiber of who I really am when I see this stuff. And then I get off on a toot and I get carried away, and sometimes I go too far with it. But it registers with some people, and that's what's important. And then other people say, all right, Doug, time to move on. And yes, it is time to move on to the situation with Leslie Jones. I almost lost this. Who's the Ghostbusters actress? Another. We were talking earlier about the Russians hacking the New York Times website. So this poor woman has her website hacked. The person who did it posted nude photos of her that were stolen from her iCloud account. Her driver's license was posted. Her passport number was posted. What is it?
She's been attacked.
Why?
Because, what's it? There's a real bias against women that are big women. She's a big woman, and people go after her all the time. And that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, what else would people go after her for?
Well, they've gone after her because she's black,
racist.
Too.
Black, yeah.
Yeah, she had so many horrible racial slurs thrown at her. And then
but
the
what
Ghostbusters
makes her, I mean,
thing.
To be fair here, what makes her, is it something about her, I really present to you that it's something about her looks, because there are a ton of black actresses who do not get this kind
right.
of public
No,
ridicule.
I agree.
Grace and Jones used to get a lot of it. Remember her?
Who?
I'm not talking about Grace, not Grace Jones. Grace, not Grace Slick. Who is the woman in tall black woman that was in the James Bond movie?
Grace Jones. No, you're right. Grace Jones. Jones. Yeah. Her whole thing was androgyny. She was a fashion model, but she was the whole androgyny movement. That was her whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And she used to get raked over the coals. That was before there was this social media. But people are just, I mean, it goes back to the glass ceiling. You're talking about women being president and a black being president. It's all of these stereotypical things that bother people. And they, if you ask them why they have the prejudice, they don't know. Yeah, I could tell you, I got beaten up by a black guy when I was in high school. I didn't hold it against blacks because I got beaten up by a black guy. Just having the guy beat me up was black. It wasn't, he didn't beat me up because I was white. He beat me up because I took his football. And
why'd you take his football?
Well, because I thought I was part of the game, but I wasn't part of the game.
Oh.
Turned out.
I don't know what that means at all.
Yeah, it sounded sad either way.
It was sad. It was sad, and I got a black eye out of it too.
Did you cry?
I tried to. No, I was in high school. No, actually, I was. I tried to. That was the only fight I've actually ever been in my the only really. Physical fight I've ever been in my life.
Did you punch back?
I did. And I kicked him in the you-know-whats, too.
Did it work? Did he get off of you?
Yeah, but he then turned around and whacked me again.
It's like play by play.
Yeah. It wasn't a pretty sight. But anyway, so where did I go down that path? And I was talking about prejudices and things and how silly they are. For me to say that I'm probably the least... prejudiced person that you'd find, and I have prejudices for sure. I don't like people who are not smart. I do have that. I have a prejudice against that. I'm very intolerant of people who are intolerant. So
we're going down a rabbit hole here.
Yeah, probably.
Things like this are so confusing to me when it comes to celebrities, when people just hate them so much that they will reveal their personal lives like this. Yeah. Like, you don't even know them. It's one thing to me if
what
you dislike someone that you know because you know that, you know, they're this way or that
so
way,
hateful.
And you don't like that about them. But for a celebrity that you don't even know, to hate them so much that you would do this doesn't make any sense to me. Go find something else to do with your life.
But I do agree.
Or get a life. Get a life.
Get a life, yeah. I do agree with Jennifer, though. I think in Leslie Jones's case, everything that they throw at her is all physical. It's all, you know, related to her looks.
And
I think it's the fact that she doesn't look traditionally feminine.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think
a lot of women, you know, like Katie Ledecky in the Olympics, because she's not the most feminine swimmer there, got a lot of crap for it.
Hillary's not the most feminine woman.
And she gets a lot of crap for it.
She gets a lot of crap. They've been calling her a lesbian since she was first lady. So, I mean,
well,
it's, you know.
You know, where there's smoke, there's
smoke.
Yeah, Jen, you're really helping out here.
All right. Television news next. 44.
People.
Yeah, of course you are. 44, tongue in whose cheek, though. 44 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magna Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan. which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 46 past the hour now. Life after Downton Abbey. Somebody asked me, was it yesterday what my favorite TV shows were or what I want to see? Or
Chucker Estes, yeah.
Chucker Estes, that. I didn't give him House of Cards, which I have found fascinating.
Love it.
There's a number of shows, Scandal, that I think were pretty well done. But as far as appointment viewing on television when they're on, Blue Bloods is one of them. And Downton Abbey was, actually. I got exposed to it on the plane and we got really hooked on this show. And so now there's a lot of talk about what do they do, what's happened to the characters, and where will they go. There is a, I'm betting this will happen. They'll either make a special out of it, like they did with 24, or another season, or they'll make a movie. Because there's still a lot of stories there. People want to know what happened to Lady Mary after she took over, what happened to the Crawleys. And it was so well done. It was one of those things you thank heavens for stories like this, or being able. It's just one of those greatly entertaining. I don't know. Was it inspired by a book, or was it just inspired by that family that lived in the Highclere Castle, which is where they filmed? Down.
Julian Fellowes, who wrote Gosford Park.
Oh, right, the movie.
Yeah,
yes,
and
right,
everyone
right,
liked it so much, people said, you should make a series like this.
Yeah.
And
okay,
then Downton Abbey came from that.
Yep. All right, Lip Sync Battle, first live edition in the new season on Spike TV, September 11th. Lip Sync Battle All-Stars with John Legend, Olivia Munn, Terry Crews, they're going to be on the special, 8 o'clock Eastern on the 11th. I think it's quite a clever, it's a simple show, but maybe it's because LL Cool J has such a great personality, and he comes across, he's so warm and likable, and the people that come on the show have a good time with it and with him. So I don't know, this is a simple, silly show, but yet it's something that people are sort of being gravitating to. Don't you think? Do you all watch it?
Yeah, I love Lip Sync Battle. And, you know, James Corden has Rap Battle, and that was a segment on his show that's now getting spun off into its own show. So things, and like the Carpool Karaoke is now going to be its own show. And this Lip Sync Battle started on Jimmy Fallon's show. This is something that he did. And then John Krasinski took it and produced it into a show.
Got
so
it.
A lot of just late night stuff is inspiring TV shows now.
It's just so smart. Because people are over, I mean, the reality TV movement sort of overcooked, like the fake drama. This is reality TV that's just kind of fun, you know? It's sort of like light, airy junk food for your brain.
Hi, Jen, what's on tonight is hot.
Oh, tonight, Dougie, I know you're going to be excited about this. NFL preseason football. The Olympics are over, but you can still get your little taste for sports on NBC. This matchup tonight features the Atlanta Falcons squaring off against the Miami Dolphins in hot preseason NFL action. That's not your thing. Beauty and the Beast on the CW will be there to tickle your fancy at 9.
They haven't hit my thing yet. That's two. What do you
want from me? Summer. I'm doing the best I can here.
Right.
And then this one kind of interesting, an undefeated conversation, athletes, responsibility, and violence. This airs on ESPN, and Jameel Hill anchors a 90-minute town hall scheduled to talk about violence amongst law enforcement and other big issues.
Interesting.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to
time on Good Day. How can you have two radio programs on one? Well, here's a perfect example. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all geniuses here. I give genius credit to me and to Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler. I just said there's a spider walking across your book. Is that right?
Yes, I have a copy of My Home, My Money Pit. It may be that I put it on the floor, and that's why I was there.
This is a great book. Everybody ought to have a copy of this. This is a home improvement adventure that you can get. I'm sure it's on Amazon, or you can go probably to the website and order it there, moneypit.com, right?
It is. It's available wherever fine books are sold.
Oh, perfect. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the nationally syndicated weekend program aimed at helping you improve your lot in life. And as a witness to that, we have a couple of questions from a couple of listeners. And Tommy the K, unrehearsed, is going to... Questions have been hermetically sealed on the back porch of Funkin' Wagon since last Thursday. So
yeah,
I have the jar. I'm going to open it up and ask these questions of Tom in just a moment here.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
56 past the hour. Okay, let's get right to these questions from the jar, the mayonnaise jar at Funkin' Wagnalls' back porch. Joe asks, or tells a story about his son just buying a house and needs to remove wallpaper. I got to do some of that myself in my house. So they're wondering what's the best way to do that.
Listen, if you got more than just a small area of wallpaper, the way to go here is to rent a wallpaper steamer. It is just not worth the labor to do this without that tool. That will soften up the paper and the adhesive behind it. And then there's one other thing that's sort of a bit of a secret, but it works really well. You know, there's a lot of commercially available wallpaper remover solutions out there, but you know what's better than all that, Doug? Fabric softener. Plain old fabric softener does an amazing job of loosening up that paper and the adhesive behind it. So fabric softener on maybe the tough spots and a wallpaper steamer is all you need. Now, that said, even with those two tools sort of at your side, this is a lot of work. You know, there's nothing easy about getting wallpaper off of a house. There really is.
I got a room downstairs, dining room, needs to have the wallpaper steamed off. Right. I haven't done it yet, but that's the only way you can get it off and get it off clean.
Yep.
Okay, Liz, who's a next-door neighbor of Victoria's in New York, has a house that was built in 1960. Mm-hmm. There are no exhaust fans in the bathroom. She wants to put up some crown molding, but she wants to know if all the moisture from the bathtub and the shower, is that going to cause the stuff to swell up or get moldier, or what happens?
Well, probably not any more so than the drywall itself. But that said, if you want to use a material that will have no risk of damage, there are a number of types of composite or PVC moldings that are available for those wet spaces. There's actually sort of an extruded foam crown molding that I've seen out there now that's very, very lightweight and looks just like a wood, just like a painted wood crown molding, except that you can glue this stuff up. It's so light, you can glue it up with like liquid nails type of construction.
It looked just like the people who moved into my old house, the lady moved in and she told me proudly, "I took down your plastic molding."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She didn't like that. I wanted the real thing.
She didn't know. She's doing something with the wall. She didn't know it was plastic, so she took it down. I think maybe that's the beauty of it, isn't it? I mean, you don't
know
it's plastic or whatever.
Well, that's the whole idea.
People like it. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Liz and
Oasis.
Yes. Liz and Joe, taken care of well by Tom Kreitler. Check out the Money Pit at moneypit.com.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.